We loved our next guest, Lloyd Langford's last appearance on Have You Been Paying Attention?
Well, I don't know if you've ever seen one of these before. It's called a jig, in other words, cattle prod.
Why is Pauline holding a cattle prod, Lloyd?
Is it that she wasn't getting anything from her vibrator anymore?
I don't think she's upset.
I've never seen the mad cow holding the cattle prod.
We also discovered this Welshman's quite the romantic when his partner, Anne Edmonds, last joined us.
He's a lovely person and wants to hold my hand and stuff like that, which isn't that nice?
Good on you, Lloyd.
That's lovely. Nice. Yeah. I'm okay with him out and about just on our own, yes. But in front of his parents.
Hey, well, where's his parents?
Sex in front of them.
Ahead of his return to Have You Been Paying Attention, 8:30 tonight on 10, please welcome to the show, Lloyd Langford.
Well, welcome, Lloyd, to the show. Is it weird hearing your girlfriend, Anne Edmonds, talk about you on the radio?
Yeah, I haven't heard that before.
You haven't heard that before?
No, is it an issue for you, holding hands? Do you always initiate it? Or
I think she doesn't like public displays of affection.
No, she doesn't. She's made that very clear. But you're still together.
Because I'm in Australia, though, and I don't know anyone.
It's okay. Have you been a hand holder from way back? Did you always hold girls' hands?
Only with their consent.
I can imagine.
Hey, we'll get to Have You Been Paying Attention in just a moment. But you're out here. Are you living out here now, Lloyd?
I'm kind of spending my time in between London and Melbourne.
Yeah, after a visa, yeah?
Trying to get sounds very international.
Can I ask, what happened in Wales? You know all I know about Wales?
Yes.
They have the best flag. Like, of all the nations, anywhere. This is the extent of my knowledge. This begins and ends here. It's the greatest flag. It's got a dragon on it. Is it a dragon or a rampant lion? It's a dragon.
It's a big old red dragon.
So what is, and it's green. How did that come about? What's the story behind your flag?
I guess you can design your own flag and.
but dragon's
competition
mythical.
Winner, is it? Is that what you say?
Well, it goes back many years.
Yes, and I have done stand-up comedy before about how stupid the Welsh flag is, and let me tell you, Welsh people get very
angry.
And they love people really take their own nationality's flag seriously.
What's your beef with the one Welsh flag?
Well, because we've never had any dragons.
I was going to say it's not indigenous to Wales. It's the dragon.
I thought we used to have dinosaurs. They could have put a dinosaur on it.
That's right. Now, coming from Wales, most people from Wales.
Welsh people.
That's the term.
Thanks.
Have beautiful singing voices. Can you sing?
Who are you talking to about?
The Welsh.
Who in particular?
Heaps.
Susan
Tom
Boyle.
Jones.
Susan Boyle.
Tom Jones, Susan Boyle.
I don't think Susan Boyle is Welsh.
Actually, he said Susan Boyle, not me.
Do your research.
Tom Jones is Welsh.
Shirley Bassey is Welsh.
Shirley Bassey, with the big brassy sound of
Shirley Bassey. So my
no one does a Bond theme like Shirley Bassey.
Goldfinger.
I'm a huge fan. Wow.
Can you sing?
Jane, you've heard my voice. What do you think?
No, you can't. No. That's really amazing.
I used to do youth theatre and I soon discovered
that's sad.
I can't.
youth theatre in Wales.
Jeez, okay, there's another home break.
mainly to find girls I could hold hands with. I can't sing or dance, so they used to put me at the back of the stage and I had to mime.
So you can't, you're not triple threat.
What was your greatest role? What was your greatest role in youth theatre? What are you known as?
I played Stefano in a production of The Tempest.
Wow. Mm. Was there a flutter of programs when you came on stage?
A flutter of programs?
Yes. Everyone's going, who is he? Look
who's
at
this incredible Shakespearean talent?
Lloyd. Lloyd who?
Oh, my God. Lloyd Langford. Remember that name.
Look at the presence of Stefano. He owns the stage.
We're not having a go.
Sorry.
If you know the play, then he's essentially a drunk that gets washed up on an island. So I think I was typecast.
Oh, seriously.
Welcome to Australia.
That's right.
And you were talking about singing, so.
Well, no, I'm off the singing because Lloyd doesn't sing, but what I was going to talk about.
You don't know much about Wales, do you? You don't know much about the singers or the.
No, we've established Shirley Bassey and Tom Jones, that'll do.
You said Susan Boyle. You're the only one that's got a wrong answer.
The world. How have you enjoyed the world?
Are you sure she's not Welsh?
No, she was a sad cat lady
I heard
flat.
She was an old Welsh virgin.
Actually,
she's
I think
sitting in a cottage.
I think
on her own
I think you've got two out of three there.
Someone's doing the. She's Scottish.
Yes. Oh, it's the same thing.
Oh, that's what the Welsh like to hear.
I didn't come on the show to witness racism.
You didn't. Now, do you travel much? You've just said that you're traveling a lot, and I've heard a whisper that you're about to go to Dubai. Is that correct? Is that for a gig?
Yes.
Now, how does that work? Right. One gig in Dubai. Now, did you happen to meet?
There's no alcohol. Royalty? How do you do stand up in a country that has no alcohol? What happens in a venue?
What is that about?
It's very difficult to do comedy in Dubai. You have to be very careful. certain words are illegal.
Really?
To say on stage.
And will you perform to women or is it just men?
No, I think it'll be a mixed audience. It's mainly expats.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that's a good idea.
What words are illegal?
Well, I mean, I could say the word on the radio and you get into a lot of trouble.
Well, if it's illegal here, it's hardly a story, is it? Why would you bring it up?
Is it a swear word?
Yes, it's a swear word.
That's probably illegal everywhere, isn't it? Hey, we're going to go to a...
pooh-poohed his story about how difficult it is in...
No, I don't mind.
Are you happy to come on now? Are you feeling
I'm usually quite professional.
Go to a song or an advert.
Well, we'll do and we'll come back. Now, have you been paying attention tonight, though? Do you know who's on with you?
I will tell you when we come back from this.
Well, no. I want to know now.
No. Keep us surprised.
Who?
Amanda Keller is on tonight.
Yes.
Yeah. Hayley Sproul.
Yes.
Sam Pang, Ed Cavalier.
Overrated.
And our guest in studio, Lloyd Langford.
We will blow them off the
8:30 tonight on Channel 10. Standby.
Jane Kennedy, Mick Molloy is here. You're listening to Kennedy Molloy with our special guest, Lloyd Langford in studio, who's on Have You Been Paying Attention
the
tonight?
The Corgis from Wales.
Yes, it is.
Did you know that?
Yes.
Well, why didn't you offer that when I said...
tell us other stuff that's from Wales.
You were asking me about Welsh singers.
What about Welsh rabbit? Come on, that's got to be a shoo-in.
I think the equal sign was invented in Wales.
Really?
What about Bill Frost? I've got in front of me. Bill Frost was a Welsh inventor who apparently took to the air 8 years before the Wright brothers. Oh. Why wouldn't you bring...
Because they're a bit low-key in Wales.
Julia Gillard was born in Wales, I've just been
informed. Yes, she was too.
Yeah, Bridgend.
Right.
Yeah, she used to be your...
Sounds a bit stalkerish.
She's another redhead too, so maybe there is a bit
Where can people see, apart from Have You Been Paying Attention tonight, which will be a cracker, it always is, one of my favourite shows, are you doing gigs around town at the moment? Are you touring? What have you seen of Australia that you've absorbed?
I have to go to Dubai on Wednesday to do a gig.
Wednesday.
Hmm. But I've been in Sydney the past week.
How did that go? Do you like Sydney
as
a town?
Yeah, it was great.
What's your best bit?
I went in a sea pool, which is a swimming pool.
Oh, Bondi Beach.
Sea water.
Yes.
And it had sea urchins in, and occasionally a shark goes in there as well.
That's what you fear is going to happen, but it doesn't happen often.
Everyone has to get out. And on the on the walk to the sea pool, we passed a old man with his grandchildren just walking the dog, and the kid was about 5 or 6, and he said, "Granddad, when will you die?"
Just a charming Sunday stroll.
Give that man his own show. Oh, that little boy. That sounds great.
That's great.
Well, we're happy to have you here as a guest in our country.
Thank you.
Yes. Want to tell us a bit about Anne at home? Is she a bit hard?
Does she wear the pants?
She's constantly telling me off for slurping drinks. I'm a slurper.
All right.
Generally, as a rule, women don't like that.
No.
Slurp a tea.
It's not a conscious thing. Like, I'm not
trying.
So you could control it if you tried,
I do,
Lloyd.
I do control it after she tells me off. And the other thing is...
It goes a bit quiet on soup night.
The other thing is that I snore. And she doesn't deal with that well.
Well, women around the world, that's a common thing.
So we've tried the nasal strips on the nose. I've tried a special form.
Top and tail? Have you tried top and tail?
Well, the technique we're using at the moment is she punches me in the head.
I like that.
That sounds like it's got a lot of success with it.
Thanks for swinging by.
We will look forward to seeing you on Have You Been Paying Attention tonight, 8:30 on Channel 10.
Susan Boyle, I would have sworn as well.
Scottish, they're all the same to you, aren't they?
Yeah. Lloyd Langford.
What was that?
Thank you, Lloyd.
Thank you, Lloyd. Kennedy Molloy.
Good on you, Lloyd. Thanks.